The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
There's no more truer words than if I got Jesus, I got it all. This morning, I changed my sermon. I have one written. You'll hear it probably next Sunday. But this morning, God wanted me to go off on a different path. It's kind of going along with our Sunday school class that I'm teaching. We were talking about Moses and the burning bush this morning. This probably is one of my most favorite stories. If you can have a favorite story in the Bible, I like this one. It's found in Exodus chapter 3. Now remember, Moses was a prince in Egypt and found himself on the run because of what he had done. And he finds himself in the desert in Midian. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near to this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cries because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. I have come to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 10. Now come, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people of out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Now, God had a plan for Moses, and he needed to get Moses' attention. So Moses sees this strange sight. He sees this burning bush that wasn't burning. And God spoke to Moses through an unexpected source, a burning bush. But there's an important part that we need to look at. We know that God speaks to us. We see that all throughout the scripture. We know that God speaks to us, and you know that God has spoken to you. But one thing we need to look is that where it says that Moses turned aside to see this sight. Things happen around us, and we need to investigate whether it's God speaking to us or not. We need to check. We don't just need to assume that something that somebody said to us, because God could speak through people, is just a common off-the-wall remark. Maybe God is speaking through somebody to us. We need to investigate. We need to pray about it. We need to check ourselves, check our lives to see if God's wanting to do something. And he's speaking to us through somebody else. We know that God speaks through sermons and speaks through music. We need to check ourselves. Is God telling us something through a message that we've received? There's also thoughts. Thoughts come to our head. Maybe an individual pops into your head. You're just all of a sudden you're thinking about this person. Well, maybe God wants you to pray for that person. I'm telling you, whenever somebody pops into my head, I try to say a prayer. God, I don't know what's going on, but be with so-and-so. Whatever the situation is, be with that person. Thoughts pop into our head, ideas. Maybe God gives you an idea because of something that's happened in your life, and God says, I want you to walk down this path. I want you to start this thing. I want you to do this thing for me. Maybe God is speaking to us. Experiences, things that happen. Now, I'm not telling you to do, but if you're guys, if you feel comfortable and you see somebody on the side of the road and you feel like you ought to pull over, then pull over and help them. But be careful. When you get out, make sure you put something in your pocket. Be careful. But God may be wanting you to minister to somebody who's got a flat. Or just to check on them. Now I'm going to tell you, if you got your grandbabies in the car with you, don't do it. You got to be safe, right? But there may be experiences or things that happen. Some tragedy happens, a home catches on fire, or somebody gets sick, and God wants you to go speak to these people. God may be speaking to you, or just sitting outside drinking a cup of coffee and looking at God's creation. God can speak to us through nature. But we have to look for what God is doing and what God is saying. God speaks to us, yes, there's no question. But Moses turned aside to investigate. Are we turning aside to investigate? There's lots of things in this that we can learn. We're going to hit a few of them. In verses 5 and 6, God commanded Moses to remove his shoes. Why? He said, because the place where you're standing is holy ground. Not only did Moses remove his shoes, but it also says that Moses hid his face because he feared looking upon God. Listen, we can get way too casual with God at times. Yes, God is our friend. But he's also Lord Almighty. He's also King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Creator of all things. And we need to remember who he is. Yes, he wants us to pray and talk to him like a friend. But there also needs to be some respect, some humility in our own lives when we approach, some reverence. God wanted to use Moses to lead his people from a land of slavery to a land that was flowing with milk and honey. And what did Moses do? He started making excuses. Boy, doesn't that sound like Brother Wade? Doesn't that sound like us? Does it sound like you? Well, I can't. I don't have time. Well, that's going to interfere with the other things in my life. Being busy is one of those things that Satan loves to use to keep us from doing God's work. I'm just too busy. right now. Moses made excuses. And one of the reasons we make excuses is exactly like Moses. Because Moses felt inadequate for the job. And you know what? Moses was inadequate if Moses had to do it by himself. You and I are inadequate to do anything God wants us to do if we have to do it by ourselves. But God didn't ask Moses to do it by himself. He told Moses, I'll be with you. I will be there. We make excuses all the time when God calls us to do stuff. Maybe because we feel inadequate. Maybe because we're scared. It's normal to feel that way. But when God calls us to take on a task, most of the time it seems too difficult for us. And for us it would be. But He doesn't ask us to do it alone. God offers His resources. God offers power. God offers miracles. God offers guidance. God gives us words to speak. Verse 13, chapter 3, verse 13. Then Moses said, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I tell them? Now listen here. You need to listen to this next verses. Because God is about to give us a name that he calls himself. He's going to explain. God himself is going to reveal himself to Moses, to us. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moreover, the children of Israel, God said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. I love the fact that God calls himself, I am. He says, I am who I am. You tell them that I am has sent me to you. God is whatever we need. We need something, God says, I am that. I am what you need. If you need power, I am that. You need wisdom, I am wisdom. You need guidance, I am guidance. It doesn't matter what we face, God provides. For Moses, in Moses' case, Moses needed God's power to show Pharaoh and the Egyptians who was really calling the Israelites out of Egypt. He needed the power of God, the miracles, the plagues that God sent. Moses needed that. Moses didn't know what to say. God says, I'm going to tell you what to say. So for Moses, it was power and words. For us, it's whatever we need in everyday life. I'm going to tell you what. Yesterday, I was outside and I was doing some work around the house. And I needed to move a dish network dish. Because I'm doing a project, got to get it out of the way. It's right in the middle of where this project's going. And I'm sitting there and I've had some trees cut. And so I said, well, surely I cut that tree. Surely it'll be open to hit that satellite if I move it from there to over here. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking, and I'm going, man, I hope this works because LSU plays today. Man, first Saturday of college football, and I'm sitting here fixing to try to move this satellite dish, and I got no idea if I'm going to be able to hit the satellites or not. And I'm sitting there looking at that, and all of a sudden my dogs start barking. Well, when the dogs start barking, somebody's pulling up. So I walk around to the front of the house to see who's pulling up. I don't know this guy. He pulls up in a green pickup, and I'm like, can I help you? He said, You got a Dish Network issue that needs to be taken care of today? I said, well, I mean, I didn't call anybody, but I do have an issue. And he was actually looking for my neighbor's place that came to mind. And I said, well, before you go back there, can I ask you a question? So he walked around and he checked and he pulled out his phone and he looked and the satellites popped up on his phone. But anyway, and I could see where the trees were. And he said, oh, no, if you move it right here, you're going to be wide open. I said, let me see that. And I looked and I kind of pointed the trees out, figured out where the trees to where to set the satellite. Let me tell you, I moved that satellite, guessed that dish, and I guessed about where to point the thing. I doubled my signal power from where it was to where it was. It doubled in strength, my signal power. Now, if God didn't send that, I was sitting in the backyard trying to figure out, and the dude drives up in the front yard. Now tell me God is not I Am. And He cares about the little things. He cares about us in our everyday life. I needed to know if the trees were in the way, and God said, no, son, the trees aren't in the way. He didn't call me to lead slaves out of Egypt. And He still cares about me getting to watch LSU. God is good. Yes, all the time. I love the fact that God calls Himself I Am. You know, Moses needed to know a name because the Egyptians had many, many gods, little g gods. And the Israelites had been enslaved there over 400 years. So they had been surrounded by that theologies of those gods. And so Moses says, I need to give them a name because they're going to think what God you're talking about. And he says, you tell them I am the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I Am has sent you. God called Himself, and He describes Himself, I Am that I Am, describing His eternal power and His unchanging character. Listen, in a world where values and morals and laws change constantly, we need an unchanging God. We need a God that we can rely on and that we can understand that God is God no matter what the world is going through. God is God. We need to remember that. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 10, Moses still continues to make excuses. Even though God is telling him all these different things, Moses is still making excuses. In verse 10 of Exodus 4, then Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I'm not eloquent. Neither before nor since you've spoken to your servant, but I'm slow in speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Therefore go, and I will be with you, be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall say. God's telling Moses, he said, son, quit making excuses. I'm God. Get busy doing what I want you to do. Get busy. I've got you. You know, God is the same God today as He was when He appeared to Moses and spoke to Moses in a burning bush. The same God who just got... In fact, in verse 14, it says, Moses made another excuse and God's anger kindled against Moses. God actually got frustrated with Moses. You think He gets frustrated with us? Oh, you better believe it. I know He gets frustrated with me. But it's the same God that appeared to Moses and spoke to Moses in the burning bush, the same God you and I serve today. The same God that wants to live in our hearts. The same God that wants to speak to us. The same God that wants to guide us. Hebrews 13:8 tells us. God says He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As we follow Him, as we get to know Him, He guides us through an ever-changing world. He leads us. One of the things that God told Moses during this, when He says, I am the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of your fathers, He's telling him, He says, I remember the promises and the covenant that I gave to them to bring the people, the Israelites, back to the promised land. God says, I am unchanging. And these covenants remain the same, even though it was hundreds of years later before the children of Israel got back to the promised land. God's promises would be and will be fulfilled. God says, you go back and you tell the elders and the people of Israel, the Israelites, the Hebrews, you tell them about this conversation. You tell them what I've told you and what I said to you. You know, Wednesday night we talked after the Bible study. A group of us got together and we talked about how to witness and what we should do when we meet people. You know, one of the best ways to tell somebody about God is to tell them what God has done for you, what God has told you, what He's done in your life, and what He continues to do in your life. People want to know how Jesus, how God can be there for them. Tell them how God's changed your life, how God has given you peace and comfort, how He's provided the things that you've needed. Tell them how He takes care of you every day. Tell them how a dishwasher shows up in your front yard when you're trying to move a dish. Because they want to know, and they need to know. But folks, we serve the great I Am. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And He wants to speak to us and He wants to use us. Are we willing to follow Him? Are we looking to see what He's trying to say to us? We need to every day, because He wants to talk to us every day. He wants to lead us and guide us. We need to be intent, and we need to turn and investigate so that we can join Him in whatever He wants us to do. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You so much for loving us. And Lord, I just ask that You be with us as we seek every day to follow You. Lord, You are the great I Am. You are whatever we need, no matter what we face and no matter where we are. And Lord, I thank You for that. Thank You for describing Your power. Thank You for describing who You are, telling us. And I pray that we'll take it to heart. Lord, if there's somebody here today that needs to make a decision, I pray that today would be the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ, or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.